Two new studies suggest that starting solid food at the wrong time may increase the risk of insulin-dependent diabetes among infants with other risk factors for the disease. NPR's Vicky Kuei spoke to researchers and to parents of diabetic children.
Insulin-dependent or type 1 diabetes occurs when the body's immune system attacks and destroys cells which produce insulin in the pancreas. Doctors have known for a long time that the disease tends to run in families. But studies suggest environmental factors may play a role as well. So researchers have been looking for possible environmental triggers, everything from viruses to when infants are introduced to cow's milk. Parents like Rebecca Hankel in Fredericksburg, Virginia, who has two diabetic children, follow this research closely.
We've heard about the cow's milk, cereal for babies, a virus that attacks the beta cells in the pancreas. Those are just really the top ones that I can think of right offhand.
Results of studies looking at an association between early exposure to cow's milk and type 1 diabetes have been inconsistent. More recently, scientists have speculated that introducing solid foods too soon to infants whose digestive systems are still developing may result in an immune response that can lead to the development of diabetes. To test the theory, a team of researchers at the University of Colorado in Denver followed more than 1,000 babies who had other risk factors for the disease. They collected blood samples and asked parents every 3 months what they fed their infants and when. The researchers tracked the children for an average of 4 years to see which ones developed antibodies, signaling an autoimmune response that can lead to diabetes. Dr. Jill Norris, a professor of preventive medicine, is the study's lead investigator.
We found that babies first fed cereals before 4 months of age were four times as likely to develop diabetes autoimmunity than babies first fed cereal during the 4 to 6 month time period.
In a second study, researchers in Germany reported similar results among children at risk for diabetes who were introduced to foods containing gluten, such as wheat, oats, or biscuits, before 3 months of age. But there were subtle differences as well. The Colorado team found that waiting too long, 7 months or beyond, to introduce cereal increased the likelihood of diabetes autoimmunity. The German team didn't find this. And the Colorado researchers found it wasn't just cereals containing gluten. That children fed rice cereals too soon were also more likely to develop diabetes antibodies. In an editorial that accompanies the studies, Mark Atkinson, a professor of pathology at the University of Florida, warns the findings are preliminary.
I don't think that we quite understand why those subtle differences were present between the two studies, but I think those differences show us that we need to be cautious in terms of not overinterpreting the value of these studies.
And Atkinson points out not all children who develop diabetic antibodies will go on to develop the disease. So more research will have to determine whether the disease actually develops in these children. Parents of children with diabetes say this kind of research is crucial to them and their families, but some said they didn't want to get their hopes up, that they've seen other promising research come and go. Researchers say even if other studies confirm these latest findings, it will only explain one piece of the complex puzzle of what causes diabetes in children. Vicky Kuei, NPR News.